I'm Marissa Melton. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. military presence in the Persian Gulf is not for war, but to deter Iranian aggression. AP's Ed Donahue has this report.
Iran insists it doesn't want war. At CENTCOM headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says troops are in the region to deter aggression from Iran.
President Trump does not want war, and we will continue to communicate that message.
Pompeo says the U.S. needs to be ready for any possible scenario,
making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the U.S. policy in the Middle East is erratic.
One day he says he's going to obliterate them, and the next day he says he wants to talk to them.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president isn't the problem.
We're trying to get Iran to stop attacking ships and pipelines and turning the Mideast upside down.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has announced that Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has pulled himself out of the confirmation process. AP's Sagar Magani has more on that story.
Shanahan's been running the Pentagon since Jim Mattis resigned in January. President Trump announced recently he'd nominated Shanahan for the permanent job, but today tweeted Shanahan is withdrawing. Shanahan himself says he's resigning his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary as well. In a written statement, he says a deeply personal family situation is being dredged up, and moving ahead with his confirmation would hurt his kids. Shanahan's nomination had never been formally sent to the Senate. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will become the Pentagon's acting chief. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Spanish police Tuesday arrested 10 Syrian nationals suspected of financing al-Qaeda militants in Syria. Agents carried out raids in Madrid, Toledo, and Valencia. Spain's Interior Ministry said the suspects were laundering money. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Orlando, Florida, to officially kick off his re-election campaign with a rally at the Amway Center. The venue holds 20,000 people, but many more are watching outside on giant television screens, despite a downpour that has drenched supporters and volunteers. Many of them say they support Trump's economic and immigration policies. The most politically active of the president's three sons, Donald Trump Jr., warmed up the crowd. He said his dad's administration has faced more than its share of obstacles.
We're fighting a war with one arm, two arms, sometimes two arms and a leg tied behind our back. But you guys see it. You see the jobs. You see manufacturing coming back. Americans are now living their American dream once again.
But he added he knows how much Trump supporters appreciate his father's work.
I know that you guys are not sick of winning yet, are you?
When the president himself took the stage, he praised his supporters, calling them a movement.
It's a movement made up of hardworking patriots who love their country, love their flag, love their children, and who believe that a nation must care for its own citizens first.
The president filed his re-election registration papers inauguration day 2 years ago. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried Tuesday after his dramatic collapse and death inside a Cairo courthouse a day earlier. Now activists are raising concerns about his health. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mohamed Morsi's Brotherhood Party has accused the government of assassinating him through years of poor prison conditions. The group demands an international investigation into his death and has called on Egyptians to protest outside Egyptian embassies across the world. Egypt's chief prosecutor says Morsi's body will be examined to determine the cause of death. State TV, citing an unnamed medical source, says he died after suffering a heart attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Taliban says the United States has promised during negotiations to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan. The announcement comes as a crucial round of peace talks between the two adversaries and the 17-year-old Afghan war is expected to take place in Qatar in the next few days. The nearly year-long U.S.-Taliban dialogue process has been under fire and skepticism for not making any headway toward ending the conflict. I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, dance, all the hits and more on VOA 1. VOA 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1. 1